1. The gulf is fixed. Before the chasm. The present chasm between the generations has been brought about almost entirely by a change in the concept of truth. Wherever you look today, the new concept holds the field. The consensus about us is almost monolithic, whether you review the arts, literature, or simply read the newspapers and magazines such as Time, Life, Newsweek, The Listener, or The Observer. On every side, you can feel the stranglehold of this new methodology. And by methodology, we mean the way we approach truth and knowing. It is like suffocating in a particularly bad London fog. And just as fog cannot be kept out by walls or doors, so this consensus comes in around us, until the room we live in is no longer unpolluted, and yet we hardly realize what has happened. The tragedy of our situation today is that men and women are being fundamentally affected by the new way of looking at truth, and yet they have never even analyzed the drift which has taken place. Young people from Christian homes are brought up in the old framework of truth. Then they are subjected to the modern framework. In time, they become confused because they do not understand the alternatives with which they are being presented. Confusion becomes bewilderment, and before long they are overwhelmed. This is unhappily true not only of young people, but of many pastors, Christian educators, evangelists, and missionaries as well. So this change in the concept of the way we come to knowledge and truth is the most crucial problem, as I understand it, facing Christianity today. If you had lived in Europe, let us say prior to about 1890, or in the United States before about 1935, you would not have had to spend much time in practice thinking about your presuppositions. These dates are arbitrary, as the change came in Europe at least fairly gradually. In America, the crucial years of change were from 1913 to 1940, and during these relatively few years, the whole way of thinking underwent a revolution. 1913 was a most important